With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
That's about...
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hello? Oh, I feel like we should get right into things, you know? We don't have a lot of time left here on Earth. Things are ending. It's good to get to the point.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
The worst thing about California is everyone thinks they're a special snowflake.
Wait, it's snowing! Oh my god, it's snowing! What the hell? Wait! Oh my god! It's actually snowing!
I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble focusing here right now. I'm very high, and there's just a lot of words.
Hey, you know, I probably shouldn't have mentioned on the phone that I'm not a little boy.
Oh, no.
I'm 25.
The age is not a concern of mine. Now, have a seat on that tiny little chair and let's begin.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Grab it, grab it.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Pass it over to me.
Oh, hello.
And now.
Now, that wasn't half bad for a starter. Now, we'll do this every morning till you get the habit.
Do what?
Do this every morning?
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday morning, the 1st of March.
Wow. Kids are happy to see you, Kevin.
Are they?
Yeah.
Name them.
We didn't have time to work this out because it's been
Jimmy.
A very busy, hectic pre-show morning.
Yes.
And somebody's going to get yelled at. But I wanted to try to convince Allie that we were going to convince you that it was leap year and that it was February 29th and convince you that it was
February. Man.
Which would have been very funny, but we didn't have time to pull it off.
In this case, in this particular case,
right.
It wouldn't have worked.
Really?
Yeah, because I have...
You have insider knowledge?
No, I just...
insider knowledge.
I do
like
have a calendar. No, but most times that might work. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's a good call.
Because I felt like if we could get Kevin to believe that it was February 29th, then he would have the date wrong for the rest of the year. He would never figure it out. Because he'd be like, well, yesterday was February 29th. Today must be March 1st, he'd say tomorrow.
You're giving him a lot of credit right there, which is impressive. That he, knowing today is the 29th, then he starts with the 1st tomorrow and he just remembers that.
For the rest of the year?
Yeah.
The rest of the year. He'd be celebrating his birthday on the wrong day.
Yeah.
Christmas. He'd be, where's everybody? It's Christmas.
I mean, that's quite the best case scenario.
Quite the plan.
I don't think that would work.
But we didn't have time to get it together.
It's too bad.
Really sorry to say that. Hey, real quick before the thing, I need to ask an etiquette question here. Although I am really the person you want to go to know what's appropriate and what's not.
Oh, dear.
And how to interact with people in an appropriate way.
Mm.
I texted Muggs today. I'm living in New Orleans and I connect up, so I have a camera in the studio. So I connect up around 4:45. No Muggs. Muggs is doing the overnight show, so I expect to see some Muggs there, you know, preparing to bring our show on.
He's on a couch someplace.
No, that door's locked.
Yeah, we can't get into our own office. So no Muggs. It's like 4:45. It's like 10:50. It's like 5:50. It's like 5:00 now. And I'm thinking, well, at some point he needs to start the Kevin and Bean Show. We have various elements that begin our program that we need to. So I text Muggs and I say, hey, Muggs, I'm just getting kind of worried. I, you know, 20 minutes in, I haven't seen you. Are you asleep or what's going on? I just want to make sure he was working. You know what I mean? He was there.
Right.
And present and aware.
Mm-hmm.
And he texts back, pooping.
I mean,
do I?
For a half hour?
I don't know how long he was pooping.
But was it for a half hour?
Well, see, it was kind of complicated because I did the overnight shift, which is 5 hours.
the last half hour of my shift, there was one talk over break with like 2 seconds.
I don't care about all that.
Okay, all right. Well, so I got something to eat, freshen up, and then I...
Care about that. No, how long were you pooping?
No, when I ate...
That's all the time.
It caused me to poop. And I pooped for about 15 minutes.
Okay. Good Lord. You need a squatty potty. We need to make your pooping easier.
15 minutes.
What? So I guess what I'm asking is, couldn't Muggs have written back just out of the studio, be right back in?
No. He did the right thing.
He did the right thing.
Really? Yeah. Why does the person on the other end of the phone need to know somebody's pooping?
I mean, you asked him.
Yep. No. We've had this conversation before. The best way out of a conversation is to say, I got to poo. No questions. Yeah, no, there's no follow-up.
You've already given up too much information.
Absolutely.
For me.
He now says pooping, you're not going to be like, well, how much longer? What are you going to... You're out. He did the right thing.
But 15 minutes.
That's a long time.
50 minutes is a long time. And also,
we need you to get some fiber.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of issues here. Wow.
And also, why do I now have to have that image burned in my brain for the rest
of my life?
All I asked was, hey, I haven't seen you on the camera. Mm-hmm. Is everything okay? You know, we got to start the show. I feel like I disagree with... I know I asked for your opinion, but I feel like I am now disallowing it because I don't need to know he's pooping. There's a way for him to tell me he's okay and he's alive and he's awake and he's alert and he's coming in without letting me know his bathroom habits.
No.
No.
Really?
No.
You're standing by him.
Yep.
Yep.
He did the right thing.
He did the right thing. But 15 minutes.
Yeah, we've got to address that off the air with some salad, some roughage, and a squatty potty.
Holy. By the way, Mugs, did you... The way you explained it, the food that you went and ate then immediately made you poop?
Yeah,
there was no more room.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you're going to expand on this topic after scolding him for giving you that information.
Well, now we're in there, though.
Yeah.
Now we're in the dungeon.
Yeah, my stomach had to make room for the new food that was coming down.
Okay, so it wasn't like the food you were eating this morning immediately needed to exit.
No, this is probably... I probably exited lunch from yesterday or something.
All right, great. This is great.
Do we need all of that?
No, we don't.
All right, you tell me, Kevin, thing or no thing?
Thing. It depends. Is it long?
I can make it short.
Thing.
Wow.
This
Bean has a short thing.
I have a short thing.
He can make it short, even though Kevin asked for it long.
I'm not going to say I'm not going to participate in this conversation. I didn't think it'd get worse from poop talk.
All right.
There's a family in Berlin that has been, they've been hit by some very hard times. It's a family of five. They have three young children. They fell behind in their bills after the husband became a paraplegic after a work-related injury. Very sad story.
Yeah.
A debt collector comes calling and says, hey, what are you going to do about this? And they're like, we just don't have the money. So the debt collector says, well, then we have the legal authority in the country of Germany to seize assets. So what do they decide to seize, to sell, to pay down the family's debt?
Oh,
but
no, a kid.
I would feel better about that.
Oh, no.
Would you?
Oh,
the family dog.
Oh, no.
The family dog. How? Come on.
How? What kind of dog?
Yeah, because how much?
A pug puppy was taken from the home.
Oh.
Then they put it up on eBay to sell the dog and got $850 for it.
You can sell dogs on eBay?
Well, I didn't think you could. Oh. I didn't know about that. Obviously, many, including animal rights activists, are outraged by this. I don't know what's worse, the fact that they seized the dog or the fact that they put it up on eBay, said a spokesperson from a German animal protection charity.
Do you know if that's all they took? Because that's odd.
It sounds like that's the only thing they had that they thought was worth anything, which makes me wonder if this family didn't have a car, but I would feel like they would have to have a car. Maybe you're not allowed to seize a car because people need it to potentially go to work or something. Apparently, one of the taxes that they owed was the dog tax. Apparently, you have to pay a license fee in that city of $90 per year. Is that the worst? Can you imagine that family, what they've been through, and then to have their dog taken away?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it was a puppy, so they got the puppy knowing they couldn't afford the puppy, so maybe the family's in the wrong. What? Allie, you have no feelings. But let's be honest.
When
you
don't stop being human?
You don't get a dog when you can't afford a dog. You can't.
Agreed.
Maybe they got the dog before daddy couldn't walk. Did you think about that?
Yeah. They said it was a puppy. When could he not walk?
Well, I don't know. It just says they
fell. Well, you need the facts then, shouldn't you, before you judge the police?
It's not the police.
I don't know who it is.
The only reason,
a debt collector.
The only reason that this came to light, by the way, this happened months ago. The story came to light because the man who bought the pug, who bought the dog on eBay, is a police officer.
See?
He went to the local papers to announce that he was suing the city for vet bills. Because the animal had been quite sick, and he was already in for $800 on vet bills since the time he got the puppy. So he's already spent more on medical care than he spent on the dog.
So he's suing the city for this.
What does the city have to do with this?
Because they're the ones who sold him the dog. Because he bought it on eBay from the city.
Oh, wow.
I'm really upset. He said the dog had to be operated on 4 times in 2 weeks. The fifth operation is scheduled. I don't know how a pug cost $850. There's a lot of this story I don't know. But I do know if you've got little kids and a paralyzed dad, you don't walk out the door with the family dog.
Yeah, that seems incredibly... Yeah. I mean, that's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. And I know that the motto of this show has been nothing bad could ever happen in Germany.
Right.
But I'm telling you, this is a poor look for the country of Germany, and I don't like it.
Okay. This is it. This is really it.
This is really it. I put my foot down.
You like doggy?
Come on.
Thanks, sir.
The spokesman said. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
What's going on?
That was a winner, by the way. That was a winner after he won a prize.
Yeah, it was odd.
What's going on? Keep it 100 because it's Friday.
Sure.
We have Chloe Grace Moretz.
Nice.
She's delightful.
She's great in everything.
How creepy does Greta look?
Greta looks so good.
Yeah. Well, that Isabel, what's her name? Isabel Earbear,
sure.
Whatever. The actress's name is phenomenal in everything and is always scary.
That's why you remember her name.
That's right.
I see something on the sheet that I'm troubled by, mm-hmm. and it says, delivery man dipped testicles in salsa.
We call it balsa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. I wasn't aware of that. How long has this been going on?
Look, you miss a day, you miss a lot, Kevin. And that got us into the topic. We were talking off air about the terrible things that food service employees do to your food.
Right.
And it's going to be a very tough segment to listen to.
Let me just tell you, Omar's eyes lit up.
Oh, no.
Because
he worked at McDonald's and he worked at Denny's, and he knows what others, he says, others mm-hmm. have done to people's foods that they don't like.
When do we take calls about people who poop 15 minutes?
We need to. We need to address this.
Bean makes his guess on the show today.
And, I think it's a good one.
And we've got passes for you to see an advanced screening of Captain Marvel and passes to Captain Marvel Rocks, which is a Q&A with the cast.
Unbelievable.
Good deal.
Bush is going to be playing L7 as well at that event. So that's pretty damn good. We will take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Happy Leap Day, everyone, here on the 29th
of
February.
Not the 29th. It's the 1st of March.
Our beloved listener, Edwin, wrote in, that was a real missed opportunity to not make Kevin think it was February 29th. Please do a call-in topic on people who tricked their friends into believing something and for how long they kept the con going. You know the K-Rock audience has done this.
Interesting.
That's a fantastic idea, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. All right. Allie is here with our first look at what's happening on a Friday.
My parents conned.
Friday?
It's Friday, yeah. My parents conned me for many, many a year. I went to Catholic school my whole life.
Uh-huh. That's it? That's the whole story?
Yeah.
Shout out to God!
Hey, guys. Remember we talked about DJ Khaled hosting Nickelodeon's Kid Choice Awards, and we thought, oh, those poor kids.
Yeah, we thought, why do they hate the kids?
Well, guess who loves kids? Double
Michael
Dare.
Well,
Sorry. Okay. Sorry. The show Double Dare on Nickelodeon. You know how we've all discussed how much we love that show, and now it's back, and why are we not on it?
Right.
Well, guess who gets to be on it? Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy. Luck out.
I assume he could be on any show he wants.
Tiffany Haddish. Luck out. Shaun White. Luck out. They will all be featured in upcoming episodes of Nickelodeon's Double Dare. a few of them will be tied to the 2019 Kids Choice Awards. They're going to have themed episodes airing from March 11th through the 14th. Those will be when Pete Wentz's episodes air. His band also nominated for Favorite Music Group on the Kids Choice Awards as well. I'm so jealous. They get to go through. I wonder how they'll do with the questions, though.
That's a good question, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that never watched that show?
No. Yeah, I think maybe you were out of the age group then when because it's a kids show. And I don't think your kids at that group were young enough or old enough to watch it.
I got you. Okay.
So you were at that in-between stage, which I call the saddest stage because you missed Double Dare.
But Muggs, that was your era, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Double Dare was huge for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. He was shaking his head like, yeah, the whole time because he knows Double Dare. I feel like when we talked about Double Dare coming back and all the publicity we gave to it and how much we all love the show, and I said all of us would love to do the course.
Right.
Maybe someone would reach out.
No. I mean, occasionally that would happen. Sure.
I mean, we even emailed and said we'd all love to do the course.
There was that.
We also sent a gift bag and said we'd love to do the course. Nothing.
We were rejected.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, but it's okay. You guys, Bradley Cooper, he's already worth about $100 million, right, by the way. But
from what?
From acting.
He's done a ton of movies.
Yeah.
Is he 10, 15, $20 million guy?
I don't know.
Bradley Cooper?
I think he's getting up there, but I think he's been in so much that it's added up. But now when you think he wrote, directed, and starred in A Star Is Born, the payday from that movie, by the way, what do you think the budget was for that movie that, by the way, has made about $425 million?
Wow. It doesn't seem like a big budget type movie. I didn't see it, but just from what I could tell, I would guess $5
million. Oh,
I was
going to
say like 30.
30?
Yeah, $36 million budget, which still thought was pretty low for that. Just the crowd scenes, but I mean, I guess you don't really need a crowd nowadays for crowd scenes. But
well, they filmed it at some of it at a Willie Nelson concert, and I think some of it at Coachella.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, $36 million budget. It's made about $425
million.
That's
a pretty good return.
That's a good return. I don't know how all of that money talk works, but that's a good return on your investment. So once he gets the payday from that, good Lord, his number's going to skyrocket.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper has his pick of anything he wants to do.
But he's got that face.
Yes.
Not
a great actor.
Balances everything out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, he's screwed. Not a gorgeous girlfriend and a baby. What a bummer.
And Lady Gaga on the side. I mean, he's got it all.
I mean, if he wants it, absolutely. It's good times right there. Did any of you by chance watch Selma Blair on Good Morning America, see any of the clips?
Nope.
She had Robin Roberts come out to her home, and she showed her around, and she was basically talking about her diagnosis of multiple sclerosis and how she's been coping, how she told her son. If you get a chance, watch it. It's so moving because she is a force to be reckoned with, but she's also so witty and so charming. And so, like, there are times that Robin Roberts is laughing out loud, like guffawing, because she is so damn funny. But something to come out of this interview is that she really wants to start a clothing line, make clothes for people that have a diagnosis like MS, where doing buttons is hard, you know, doing up a zipper is
tough.
What
a great idea.
But she also wants to make it so it doesn't look like you're wearing sweats all the time. She said, team up with Christian Siriano, make something that is chic, you feel good wearing it, that type of thing. But she showed off her cane, and it was like patent leather on it. It had like little diamonds. She's like, I'm going all out. Why not? But if you get a chance to watch it, wow, Selma Blair she's a goddess in it. It's wonderful to watch her and how she is dealing with something that might just make someone not even want to go outside. And she's out there just, it's true, that person. It's true. Hey, some birthdays for you. Mark Paul Gosselaar and Pete Sheen.
Love him.
I'm still watching The Passage. I'm still on The Passage.
You should.
Still good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. Ron Howard. Remember when he came in?
Yeah.
What a lovely gentleman.
One of the most fun mornings ever on The Kevin and Bean Show. He is not only a national treasure, but one of the nicest guys in the world.
Absolutely. Javier Bardem. Did you like that? I went, Javier. Oh, he's handsome. Jensen Ackles, Justin Bieber, Lupita Nyong'o, and Kesha. And that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock.
All right, I think I got a good one today. You guys ready for a little Bean Makes Us Guess?
Yeah!
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
Bean Makes Us Guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Bean Makes Us Guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Bean is a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for Bean Makes Us Guess.
Yes.
I don't really see what penis slapping has to do with
asked and answered
game show.
Kevin, this is a topic that I guarantee.
Do not.
You have spent a lot of time thinking about it.
Come
your
on, Beans.
And Muggs,
he's
you
setting
as well.
Me up to just yeah. fail. Yeah,
no, and Muggs, you as well. This is so up you, your boy's alley. Here's the topic. Over 88,000 people voted on the internet to answer this question. If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Wow.
If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what do you choose? Now, think very carefully, because as much as you love this food, you have to have it for breakfast, and then again for lunch, and then again for dinner, and then you wake up tomorrow and you're having that food again.
So you have a top 10 list of what people said?
I have a top 25
list. 25.
We'll give points for the top 10. So, Kevin, you, as is our tradition here on B Makes His Guess, you get the opportunity to go first. What say you, sir?
Gummy bears.
What? I mean, it's what he'd choose.
Right? Actually, he's not joking. I'm sorry. No, gummy bears did not at least make the top 25. It may have just been outside that.
Gotcha.
Muggsy.
I gotta go tacos. Americano style, Baja style, any type of tacos.
I'm sorry, not in the top 10, but it did show up at number 19. Number right. 19 on the list. People right. said, yeah, tacos for life, I'm in. Speaking of tacos, Allie, your guess.
Wow. That's pretty good. It's got to be pizza.
Number one.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Sure.
Pizza, the overwhelming favorite of the food people could eat for the rest of their life. Yeah. All right, Allie is on the board. Kevin, you're up next.
Pop Rocks.
Why? What kind of list is this?
Again, that's his number two.
Imagine Kevin just living off Pop Rocks his entire
yes,
life.
Yes, I can.
And I would be yelling to no one, listen to this.
It's popping.
You would have an incredible physique after a life on Pop Rocks, too. I'm sorry, Kevin. He did not make the list. Muggsy.
Gotta go hamburgers.
Hamburgers is a great guess. It's at number seven. Actually, yeah. they separated cheeseburger and hamburger. Okay. I'm putting them together at number seven. They had cheeseburger at seven, hamburgers at 14. But yes, you and the president will be enjoying hamburgers. So 1-1. Allie, you want to go ahead with what guess?
Pasta. Any kind of spaghetti pasta.
That's a pretty big category.
Well, can't you say?
Yes, you can. It's number four on the list. Yes.
Suck it, spaghetti. Kevin. Suck it, Pop Rocks.
All right, Allie in the lead. Kevin, to you.
Snickers. Because yes. Snickers satisfies.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah. Even when your hunger's poking at you.
Right?
Right.
Oh, that's a, you know what?
Right?
You gave that more thought than I gave you.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. No, not a list. All right, so far, what do we have? We have pizza, we have spaghetti, we have hamburgers. Yeah. Muggs, it's up to you.
Gotta go steak.
Number two.
Yes.
Steak is number two.
That's shocking.
I think for a lot of people, they consider that the finest meal you can get.
Right.
Is steak. You know, that's a high-end dinner for a lot of people. So, great job, Muggs. Allie, you're undefeated at this point.
Well, I think I'm about to be defeated because I thought steak, too. What about to go with the steak, but you can't? Eggs. Any kind of egg. Just eggs. Scrambled eggs. No, I want some eggs over easy.
No eggs on the list.
Friday.
Wow. No. By the way, my item not on the list either, because you know toast is my favorite food. Toast nowhere on this list.
So is bread not on the list then?
Bread is not on the list.
Okay.
Either. Yeah, but toast, it's easy choice for me.
Yeah.
All right,
toast
let's go around
is
one
just
more time.
Bread, though.
Yeah.
But you know how I feel about toast. All right.
Yeah.
One more time around. Kevin, your final guess.
All right, I have a real guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, no.
What?
Also satisfying.
I thought that
totally.
Was a gimme.
Yeah.
It's a good guess. It's a good guess, but not on the list. Muggsy.
If I moved to Japan and only had to eat this food the rest of my life, I'd be great. It'd be sushi.
Sushi is number 23
on
the list. Number 23. You guys are going to be interested, I think, to hear the list when we unveil it after Allie's final guess.
So would rice be considered sushi?
I don't think so, because it can be prepared so much differently.
Yeah, maybe it is considered sushi, though.
Okay.
He acted like it wasn't there.
Nice. She's just trying to get hints.
Would burritos be considered tacos?
Burritos are number 13 on the list.
Wow.
All right, Muggs and I tied.
Here's your top 20. Roast beef at number 20, then tacos, barbecued ribs, cheesecake, mashed potatoes, pancakes, which would have been my number two, by the way. Hamburger number 14, number 13 burrito, nachos number 12.
Oh.
11, Kevin, I'm a little bit surprised you weren't thinking grilled cheese sandwich.
I do love that so
grilled
much.
Grilled cheese.
Mm.
Number 10, if you believe the internet most days, bacon is the most popular food in America. But I don't think you'd want to live off that.
No, I can't imagine.
Number 9, Kevin, looking at you one more time for mac and cheese.
Kevin!
Number 8, fried chicken. Not a bad choice.
Wow.
Number 7, cheeseburger. Number 6, Kevin again, ice cream. Number
5. No. Ice cream is number 5 on the list. That would have been one of my joke answers. That's insane.
I don't know why somebody thinks they would look forward to ice cream for the 14th meal. Number 5, this is the broad category that I was surprised that they allowed at one spot on the list, is Chinese food.
Any Chinese type. Food. That's weird.
That's all it says. Number 4, spaghetti. Number 3, French fries. Number 2, steak, and number 1, pizza. So we got a tie this time around between Allie and Muggs. Well done, you guys. This has been Bean Makes Us Guess.
Bean Makes Us Guess, yeah.
It's Kevin and Bean.
K-U-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Allie, what's happening?
Well, some Ryan Adams news for you. In the wake of the article that detailed some really scandalous behavior, including some stuff with an underage girl, apparently 3 music equipment companies ended their sponsorship deal with Adams, and his upcoming release through Capitol Records was canceled. But as of earlier this week, he still had a tour through the UK and Ireland. But a bunch of disgruntled fans had written to the ticket and tour promoter saying, I want my money back. I don't want to go to this. And they came out in the press and said, I haven't heard anything back. In the current climate, if I'm asking you for my money back because the person that you're promoting did awful things, maybe email me back with my money.
Something.
Yeah. I've been following this story, too, and people understandably were really ticked off that they were not being offered refunds.
Absolutely.
They thought it was a fair reason to say, hey, I don't want to see this performer.
Absolutely. Well, Ryan Adams' scheduled tour of the UK and Ireland has just been canceled. So that's according to announcements from the tour's ticket agents and the venues. In other words, the people that were like, I guess we should give them back their money now. So, yikes to that whole situation. Out of curiosity, have you guys had an uptick of robocalls recently?
Yes.
I have as well.
Yes.
And I thought maybe it was just me. No, it's a global problem. So a new report has come out that reveals global scam calls grew up to 325% over the last year.
Whoa.
I get 2 or 3 a day.
No. Do you really?
Yes.
And are they always very similar to your mm-hmm. phone number? Okay, I still get those as well. But last night I got one. This is real sad. You guys, I'm gonna tell you something.
Bean, do you have the sad music there? Because it sounds like this might be called for.
This has made me so sad all night, and I'm going to tear up.
Okay, hold on.
So
there you go.
I had ordered food, like I always do. So my Postmates...
Have you ever cooked, by the way? Ever?
I have.
Like, but one time?
Again, I have to take the sweaters out of the oven. It's a whole ordeal.
Okay.
So I had ordered my food, and it was somewhat around the time it should come. So my phone rang, and sometimes they can't find my house.
Right.
So I answered the phone.
Without looking at the number or anything.
Never do. And it didn't look like the beginning of my number, okay. So I answered it.
Okay.
And this man said, hello. And I said, hi. And he said, you called me. And I said, no, is this my Postmate? And he said, no, you've called me 3 times. And I said, oh, no, sir, those are ways to disguise a phone, and it's a scam, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, well, are you the scammer? And I said, no, I'm not. And I started getting really annoyed with this guy.
Because somebody else stole your phone number and called you.
But then he goes, well, my name is Gerald. Are you supposed to be calling me? And I said, no, Gerald, it's a scam. And it's not my scam. It's not your scam. It's just a number that looks somewhat like yours. And then they do this. And he goes, well, is this call costing me?
Oh, my God.
And oh, poor man.
That's sad.
I realized at that point, oh, my God, this poor man. Now I'm going to cry.
And you invited him over for Postmates,
I did.
Though, right?
I said, can you come over for some pasta? But it made me so sad that these are the people that they're scamming.
Yep.
This man that sees my number calling him because my number was mirrored into his phone. These are the people. And poor Gerald. And all night I was like, do I call Gerald back and explain?
Yeah,
like,
call him again. Great idea.
And then ask him for his social security number while you're at it.
It just bummed me out, Gerald.
It's terrible.
What if he was expecting a sex call?
He said, am I being charged?
Am I being charged?
This?
Right. So he's like, this woman is terrible at talking sex. This is the worst sex call I've ever had.
Well, maybe, you know, there a few years ago, there was a thing where you would get a call from an overseas number that actually ended up costing you a ton of money if you called.
Yeah,
you
like
know what I mean?
So if you talked to it within the first minute, it charged you something like that. Yeah
maybe he had heard about that one
maybe.
And he thought that's what this
oh,
was.
Oh, that poor dude.
All I'm saying is if you know a guy, an old guy named Gerald in the 310 area code, if you could reach out to him and just let him know I'm sorry for being so short with
him. Don't reach out to him anymore. Let's leave him alone.
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far and I can't hear too good.
Pretty much him.
Let me ask another question while we're talking about the scams right now.
Yes.
Because I'm sure that you all have started receiving these too. Only within the last like 2 months, you're getting text messages from Chase Online, American Express.
Right.
And saying, click this link, you know, to reset your password.
Your account has been
hacked.
Yeah.
Right.
It requires immediate attention.
Yep. Yeah.
And is there any way to block those from coming into you? Because they seem to be coming from an email address. There's no phone number associated with it.
I don't know.
And I don't
can't figure out how to block those because I hear from American Express every single day now.
I hear from banks that I don't have. Like, I don't use Chase, but I'll get one from that somebody is acting like they're from Chase.
Constantly get them from B of A. Don't have a B of A account. So, it's bad.
It's a pain in
what
the ass.
What do you think Gerald's going through right now?
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
Not going to lie, I didn't enjoy my food because I know that I had hurt Gerald. It's really sad, you guys. I didn't think
I'd
bring
think
that
you
up.
Hurt Gerald. I think you helped him by saying...
I was so short with him, though, and I should have explained it
more. You were good. You were good.
Poor Gerald.
All right. Gerald.
He has totally forgotten.
Wait, he died?
He's totally forgotten
after
about
the way
that.
You treated him.
He's totally forgotten about that by now.
With his last breath, he forgot about it, yeah.
Happy birthday.
His last words were, do I have to pay?
Why does this lady keep calling me? I don't want to live.
We are terrible humans.
We didn't kill a dude.
That's true. Allie did.
Some birthdays for you. Mark Paul Gosselaar, Ron Howard, Jensen Ackles, Lupita Nyong'o, Justin Bieber. It's National Slipper Day for Justin Bieber, if you missed that yesterday. Plus Kesha and Javier Bardem. And that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K-Rock.
DJ Omar Khan, we gave him a new nickname yesterday as a result of the Instagram Live earlier in the week when Omar was singing to give away the Captain Marvel tickets. Mm-hmm. We realized how many people call him Hot Omar, so he's now just Homar. We just call him Homar now.
Homar.
Homar.
It's very different than Hot Omar.
I don't think your wife should like that part, right?
So Hot Omar is in here because he has some experience. We'll get to you in a second, O. He has some experience with this topic, which is, God, I hate to even say this. There are times when the people who are preparing and delivering your food do not treat it well.
Especially if you're a dick to them.
Yes. Oh,
well, absolutely, yes. Your food sometimes has additional ingredients.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's the topic, and we're going to be taking your calls, too, if you've been on either end of this at 1-800-520-1067. The headline in the New York Daily News is... Tennessee man accused of dipping testicles in salsa during delivery.
How did they know that?
Because the dumbass filmed it and put it up on YouTube. Here's the video, a little play-by-play from the lady in the vehicle with him as he performs said act.
This is what you get when you give 89 cents tip for an almost 30-minute drive.
Feels good in my balls.
It feels good, he says. An 89-cent tip on a 30-minute trip. Now, one thing I am confused about is don't you usually... You come back to the car after the food has been delivered at somebody's house and you don't have the food anymore. Like, how did they already know that they were getting a poor tip before they took the food into the house?
They used an app like Grubhub.
Ah, where you can add the tip on top. Okay.
So they put 0.89.
That's real dumb of them. They almost deserve the balsa.
They almost deserve. I agree, Allie. I think you're asking for it at that point. Here's again quoting from the New York Daily News. If the salsa tastes particularly tangy, do not ask what the secret ingredient is. Tennessee delivery man Howard Webb, 31, is accused of placing his testicles into a salsa container that was then delivered to a customer. His dirty deed was caught on tape and posted on Facebook. As we just heard, this is what you get when you give an 89-cent tip for an almost 30-minute drive, is what Maryville Police Department investigator Ron Fernandez claimed Webb said in the video. And we can verify that claim because we just heard it. He was arrested on Friday and charged with adulteration of food, liquids or pharmaceuticals, which is a felony.
That's
in Tennessee.
A felony.
Wow.
A felony, yes. The female
His
customer...
balls are going to do hard time.
The female customer received the salsa and other food on January 12th from a local Mexican restaurant through an online food delivery service. Webb was a passenger in the vehicle driven by an independent contractor, according to the warrant. So that's balsa. That's
balls.
Stop. The man can face a prison term of 3 to 15 years.
Oh, come on.
And a fine of up to $10,000. So we got to talking about this in the office like we do, and DJ Omar Khan, Homar, he pipes up, and he's like, I know a little something about this topic.
Yeah, I worked in the fast food industry for about 3 years, and then I was a server for about 2 years. When I was working fast food, I started my career in working at Baker's, and that's a fast food chain out in the IE, and that is a super clean restaurant. Super clean. Nothing ever happened there. Okay. Then I moved to another franchise, and on my second day... you know how you meet somebody and they try to be cool?
Yeah.
So this guy...
He was showing off.
Yeah. He's like, hey, check this out. And he hawks a big loogie onto the grill.
No.
Yeah. He's like, check that out. Onto the grill where he was making the burgers. Yeah, that was the nastiest thing that I saw in my fast food career.
We're intentionally not naming the restaurant because we want people to still go there.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, Omar's not there anymore, so it's safe.
Yeah.
and they might be a sponsor, too.
Yeah. And then I became a server. And when I was a server, I saw the raunchiest stuff.
Yeah.
Because people get personally attacked or annoyed because of the customer. Right. So
anyone that deals with the public, I really feel bad for.
Yeah.
Because enough of them are a-holes that it would make your job suck.
Yeah. So for me, I never did any of this stuff because I just felt like even if you're a dick to me, I'm not gonna take that off. The most common thing is people spitting in food. Like soup or whatever. That's the most common thing. But I did have this coworker. He would say, like, oh, this guy's being a jerk to me. I'm going to give him the flicker. And so he would.
It concerns me. I don't know what that is.
He would dig down.
Oh no! In his nose,
and then boom, he would flick it on the food.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Why?
It's not me.
I hate it.
The worst one.
Wait, that's not the worst one.
No, that's not the worst one. This guy was getting harassed by this couple, and he's like, "I'm going to pube it up."
Nope. And I'm like, never get started.
Yeah. So, and this is the weirdest thing is we have this where the salads and soup are, and he was just standing there, and he just like right there where I'm at, he reached into his pants and he pubes.
He really did it
into the soup.
Yep. I never ever want to hear pube used as a verb again.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah. Those two examples were probably the worst.
So
yeah.
Omar, I guess I would ask, would you never eat at a restaurant again? But I guess the answer is, yeah, eat at restaurants all you want, but be super nice to the people that work
there. This is a funny story. When I became...
Let me interrupt 1 second. Sure. Just say, again, we're taking your calls on this topic. If you've been on either side of this extra ingredient in your food, if somebody pubed it up for you or you did the same, we want to hear from you right now, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number here at Kira. Go ahead.
When I was a server, I was in the infant stages of dating my wife, and I didn't really know my father-in-law. And the very first time I went out to eat with him was at a IHOP, and he was being a jerk to the waitress.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was just this guy who was clueless. Mm-hmm. He's just clueless about decorum.
Did he not know that he was being a jerk?
He did not know.
Okay.
So I had to kind of tell him, I'm like, dude, you have to be nice. This is like later. So I had ordered my food already, and I didn't eat it. Because he was that much of a jerk.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You I just knew something happened.
The way he was acting was, I would be surprised if the waiter did not do anything, for sure.
He was one of those people who thinks that servers are subhuman.
Absolutely.
They're just here to do my bidding, and I don't have to treat them like a human being.
You didn't eat it because of
balls.
Or pubes. So I intentionally didn't eat my meal, and he was just like kind of questioning me, you know, and I was trying to
are you not hungry?
I was like, no, you know, I just lost my appetite.
I hope your relationship has improved with your father-in-law.
Oh, absolutely. He's way more chill now. Totally.
All right. From the 951, Kevin in Riverside, I used to run a pizza place, and when a customer was especially horrible there was a chance their pizza dough could be dropped on the floor. This extra ingredient was called floor pepper.
Oh, no. Floor pepper.
Guys, you got to be nice to your food service providers. You have to.
Yeah, agreed.
That's the takeaway from this. All right, let's do one call before the break at 1-800-520-1067. And let's make it Joe. He's in Fontana. It sounds like he was the one who was doing the pubing.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? Well, what happened, I used to work in a restaurant that was inside of a store. And okay. I would have to take the orders and make the food at the same time.
Okay.
So sometimes there would be an employee from that store that would walk in, and he was just like, he would order his food and throw the money at me.
Okay.
So I would have to go in the back and make his food, and I would spit in his food.
Did that feel like sweet revenge to you?
Well, yeah, because he was like, he was just a dick. He would order it and just like throw the money at me and walk away. Mm.
Was he the only dick in the story?
Yeah, he was the only one. I mean, obviously, it was like those people that were like rude and stuff, but you just don't want to mess with them.
Right. All right. We don't want to mess with you. That's for sure.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that. See, that's what happens. You don't throw the money at your server.
Agreed.
Or the guy who's making your food.
Yeah.
But we're not saying they deserve it, though, are we? We're not.
Deserve what?
Having their food spit in.
No, of course not.
If you're a terrible person to your server, you don't deserve that still, right?
It's on the line for me.
Yeah,
right on the line.
There's some levels.
Because this person has to deal with, how long is the shift? 8 hours?
8 hours.
Has to deal with those people for 8 hours.
Yeah. They're only
so
human.
I'm saying,
They got a breaking point. All right. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call or text. We'll take yours next on K-Rock.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Let's take one phone call. Let's make it Eddie in Cypress. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, party people. How's it going?
Good, thank you. We're talking about extra additives to food that may not be great.
So we actually did it to a coworker because she was really annoying.
we would have regulars that would bring us surprises and all that, and she would always kind of hone in on them. So my buddy, we're bartenders. He brought in, you know, the little square things they put on the aquarium. They're little worms.
Yeah.
So
I don't, but our, sounds fun.
Yeah, they're the little square things that the fish come and they take little bites out of.
Right.
Well, anyways, we got some of our hot fudge sauce that we make in-house, and we put some whipped cream on it. And we gave it to the server. We said, hey, here you go. These are extra. And she took the plate in the back, and we kind of followed her, and there she was by the dish pit eating these worm cubes that we created. So,
oh, man. That, you put some effort into that.
Right? A lot of effort. And she didn't care.
Hey,
she went for it. She went for the bait.
She went
Eddie,
for the bait.
I have an annoying female coworker also. Would you hook me up with some of those worms?
That is no way to talk about Chip. Wow. She is not here today.
Don't worry. I got some special ones going to Allie right now for you guys.
All right, Eddie.
I suspect we won't be sending Beer Mug out for food today. I don't think any of us have an appetite after this topic. We're talking about those special surprises from your server or your cook when maybe you haven't been treating them well at a restaurant.
Maybe extra additives.
Mm. Sometimes. From the 562, when I was in the military, I knew one of the cooks, and when someone was being rude while ordering an omelet, he would make them what we called a gutter omelet, which consists of a spatula full of grease from the grease trap.
Mm. Oh, gross.
That's gross.
I don't think you want that.
So wouldn't you notice that right away, though, and not eat?
You think.
I would hope so. 1-800-520-1067. Jamie's on the line. She's in Mission Viejo. She's up first in this segment.
Hey, Jamie.
Good morning, party people.
Good morning.
What's up? We hate this topic. How about you?
Yeah, it's a little gross. What we actually did, I used to work at Starbucks. And instead of spitting in their food, we would just decaf their coffee because they would just be in pain
so
later in the afternoon.
So much worse.
And that's why.
That's fantastic.
That is so much worse than spitting. If you give me decaf.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah, exactly. You're rude to me. We like would write a little, like we would have a little star or something on there. And that would let the barista know, decaf this person's coffee.
That is great to know.
I love it.
Thank
pretty
you sweet. For listening, Jamie. Thank you for calling. We got another coffee call on line three. This is Julia. She's in Long Beach up next on the Kevin Beach Show. Hey, Julia.
Hi, how's everyone doing?
We are good.
What'd it do?
So I worked at a restaurant that was very private. So we had the same people coming in over and over again. And eventually one of my coworkers just got really fed up with someone. And we're running around, like, you know, we're sweating. And he just took one of the coffee cups, like, put it down his pants, put a nice little rim around it and serve coffee out of that cup to that person.
Oh, I don't like this topic.
I don't either.
But it's a good reminder for people to be nice to people agreed. In the food service industry. Thank you, Julia. All right.
So we're doing a public service here.
That's what we're doing.
I see.
Guys, Priscilla on line five, West Covina.
Yeah.
Got to go for it.
Okay. Hi, Priscilla.
Hi, good morning. Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right, are we prepared for what Priscilla has to tell us?
Not sure. Go ahead,
I
Priscilla.
Hope so. It's pretty. So I've been in the industry for about like 15 years, and I've seen a lot of stuff. But the one that kind of stuck to me is that I used to work with a bartender, and a lot of my coworkers, you know, would do all these things. And one time, my server friend was dealing with a lady who just kept taking everything back, and he was just fed up. So the bartender used to call this thing called a fun dip.
A fun
where
dip.
Where she would take her pants or her hand, squeeze it down her pants, wish her finger around in her, you know, private area.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And then stir the drink with her finger.
No.
Yeah.
No.
She has just ruined cocktails and fun dip for me. And quite frankly, I'm mad at my vagina.
Priscilla, why did you tell us that?
No.
We asked them to tell us that.
Well, that's awful.
Well, that's what we asked for.
Why this is a mistake.
It is a mistake.
We can't do this anymore.
Yeah. I know it's real.
The lady kind of deserved it.
All right. So it's all good.
A fun dip.
I mean, you are what you drink, so, you know.
So I'm a vagina now. That's what you're saying.
Not positive, I understand that. But thank you for calling. Can we be finished with that?
The things that were said on the show.
Yes.
I think were certainly not representative of who I am.
I agree with that.
Balls, 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 balls.
saying that I'm sorry to the guys for things that I said.
Okay.
Saying that I'm sorry to America. All right. And I'm sorry to people in the audience that were offended by things that I said.
Completely.
Because that's not a representation of who I am.
Right.
And I'm really sorry, and okay. I really apologize.
Okay.
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, let's take care of some business. Give away our final package for Captain Marvel Rock, secret location Monday morning. Bush will be performing, L7 as well, because the new Captain Marvel movie is set in 1995. First time in the MCU for that decade, by the way.
Yep.
So we got tickets to the Q&A with the cast, plus a pair of passes to the K-Rock Advanced screening of the movie the next night, Tuesday, March 5th at the Burbank Studios. It opens everywhere Friday. The game is called You Look Marvel-ish.
Marvelous. You look marvelous. Ally McKay's going to describe a Marvel superhero for you. All you have to do is identify which one it is and you'll win.
She'll also be describing villains.
Okay, good note. She's just looking at a picture, just so you know. Allie's just looking at a picture of the superhero, so she's going to be describing the picture that she's looking at. You have to tell us who the superhero is.
Yeah. Or the villain.
Or villain, right.
Yeah, just identify it, and if you're right, you win tickets to both events.
Correct.
The Monday and the Tuesday event. If you're a big Marvel fan, this is a huge deal. Who's up first?
First up is Edgar in Fontana. Good morning, Edgar.
Hey, I'm ready for to dip into the fun.
Oh, Edgar. How dare
you. Well played,
sir. All right, I'm going to describe this guy. You just tell me who it is. He could be in the UFC. He's so buff. He could use some new pants, though, that actually fit. The bottoms are all tattered. They look crazy. Oh. And
Would that be the Hulk?
And he's green.
You were going to give him green.
I was going to give him green.
Wow. Easiest game ever. Edgar, you won. You don't go into a drawing. You won.
Awesome. Thank you.
Congratulations. Right. Hold on. All right. Let's go to Dan and Pico Rivera. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Hey, Dan. All right. This guy has like a big old blockhead. It's huge. And his goatee, I thought it was skin, but now it just looks, or I thought it was hair. Now it just looks like carved out weird skin. But he does have this gorgeous bejeweled glove. It looks like there's an amethyst and a ruby, maybe a citrine on there. Looks really pretty.
I mean, honestly, you should get it by now.
Oh, my God. I'm guessing Thanos?
Yes.
Yes. Nicely done.
You look marvelous.
I mean, really, though, it's not hair. It's like his just a skin goatee. That is disgusting.
Two for two.
Matt in Anaheim. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Matt. So this guy, he has what looks like a full bodysuit, not conducive to breathing or eating at all, because there's no cutout for his nose or his mouth. So I don't know how he's doing a lot of bodily functions. But it also looks like he's got his palm up and he's doing like the sign language for love with his hand. Well, who is that?
Well, whole body suit. It's got to be Iron Man or...
Yes, Iron Man. Yes. Well done. Is it Iron Man? That's what Mike...
Yep, that was the that was the wrong one. Yep, sure is.
Wait,
I skipped ahead to this one.
Wow.
But he just got Iron Man, which is the right answer.
Wow, you win.
Oh, my gosh.
Congratulations, Matt. Allie was terrible. You were great.
Yeah, I still don't understand what happened, but all I know is I'm happy for Matt.
I moved on to page 3 because it was the third one, which is really the fourth.
If you don't mind, try to keep those straight.
Okay. So now let's go to the fourth one, which I just described, and I'll describe it again.
All right, Michael in Alhambra. Good morning.
Yes.
Michael.
Hi. What do you do?
Full bodysuit. Can't breathe through his nose or eat through his mouth because it's just covered. And it looks like he's got his palm up and he's doing the I love you sign, which is weird. And he's red and navy.
Is he red, you said?
Red and navy looking, yeah.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Yeah!
You look marvelous!
You win, Michael. Congratulations.
So the last guy got Iron Man based on Spider-Man's clues?
Well, yeah. But
That's amazing.
Think because maybe the picture I do have of Iron Man, too, it's his palm has a light on it.
I mean, you did say full body suit, so that does make you think.
There you go.
Both of those.
Yeah. I mean, all right. How bad I am at it. I'm describing it horribly for a wrong character.
Right.
But they know it so well.
People know the MCU, and they are doing great.
All right.
We have one pair of tickets for both events left. Who's next?
Lynn in Reseda. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Well, we're good. Allie's shaky, but good luck.
Allie needs some sun dip.
I am shaky. This is a real problem. What a cute little guy this is. He looks like he's just a bunch of sticks. And if you turn him upside down, he could be a broom.
Yes, Groot. You got the tickets for the Q&A on Monday with Bush and L7. You got tickets for the K-Rock Advanced Screening, as did everybody else who won.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
You look marvelous.
Marvelous. You look marvelous.
The Kevin and Bean Show, world famous K-Rock.
This is one of my favorite 5 minutes of the whole week on the Kevin and Bean Show, Allie. A very special edition of what's happening on a Friday.
It's Friday, first of all. Here's the thing. On Friday around this time, we like to highlight some songs that we all love.
Hold, please.
Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate it. Highlight songs that we're into at the moment. It's our That's My Jam playlist. You can go to @KevinandBean on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We will link you to this Spotify playlist, and you are going to dig these songs. Kevin picks one, Bean picks one, Muggs, Chip, Christine,
Dave,
everybody
picks one. Are we promising that
they're
going to dig them?
If you don't like one of the songs that we post that week from a member of the crew of Kevin and Bean, you might not like good stuff. I'm just going to put it out there.
I don't know. I picked some crappy songs.
Well, then that just means they might like Bean's song or my song.
Okay, all right.
That's just how it works.
It is a 6-hour playlist that is updated every week. Old stuff drops off, new stuff comes on, and hit shuffle and just have the time of your life. It's about 100 songs.
Absolutely. Kevin, you're up first with your pick this week.
My pick is Bad Flower. That's the name of the band from Southern California. The name of the album is Okay, I'm Sick. They put out an EP in 2016, but this is their first full album.
Nice.
Which is insane. Pretty serious topics that they cover because he said he was in a place of anxiety and depression, and that's why he wrote these. And this song by Bad Flower is my choice, and it's called Die.
Condemn the scientist and listen to the
What a fun way to get into the weekend. Jesus.
That's
Christ.
A great song, Bean.
Jesus.
I don't make fun of yours.
I'm not
you
making
brought
fun.
In one from Cambodia, for God's sake.
I did too, dengue fever.
Whatever it was.
Weeks ago. All right, Bean.
That's
wow us with your pick.
I'm going to go a little peppier, I think, a little less suicidal. This is a band that we are falling very deeply in love with here at K-Rock. They are called Simple Creatures, and they are two very good friends. Mark Hoppus, of course, we know and love from Blink-182, and Alex Goskarth, who was in the band All Time Low, who, by the way, grew up idolizing Blink-182, then became friends with them.
Yeah, that's cool.
They put a spinoff band together that is so good. This is their second single. More is coming out on March 29th. The band, again, is called Simple Creatures. I love this song. It's called Strange Love.
Close your friends and laugh a moment. Frozen at the bar. Catch your reflection in the glass. Try to forget just who you really are. Strange love. Don't let the madness change us. All of the good vibrations. Roll on for one more. Yeah! It's
Part. Nobody dies in my song.
I mean, no one died in mine either. He just wanted someone to die.
Okay.
She is being so judgy.
Take it easy.
I mean, if you're going to judge anyone, judge Jensen's pick, because he's not here.
Oh, what a dick.
But I wound up looking them up. Originally, they were known as Children of the Damned. It's these two crews, one from North England, the other from South of England. And then they reformed in 2015 as part of that group, and then members of a highly influential Blah Records label roster. So now they're called Cult of the Damned, and they had a full-length album released in 2018. And here is one of the songs that Jensen chose. It is called Nicole from Cult of the Damned.
I'm not like anybody, HMS. Yeah, that's my waist. I got that fairy on me, many, many, many money. Leg and leg until they rest my body. La, la, yellow Teletubby, blah, blah. On the other side where it's never sunny with a bag full of that illy, illy McGillicuddy. Hey, drinking gin while I'm playing gin rummy. 616, I'm a gym, but I ain't my gym buddy.
Sort of love that. And he mentions Teletubbies, which neither Bean nor mine did.
Although, you know what? Bad Flower would want to kill the Teletubby.
That's true.
And I kind of respect it. All right. Mine is from a band called Rainwolf. And you've probably heard of them if you watch different TV shows. One of their songs was in the pilot episode of The Leftovers. I first heard one of their singles called Are You Satisfied in like 2013. And it rocked so hard. It was so awesome. And then in typical Allie fashion, forgot about him. And then, do you remember the short-lived Cameron Crowe series Roadies on Showtime?
Yeah. Yes.
All of a sudden, the band was on there, and I was like, oh, damn, that's Rainwolf. Where have they been? Oh, just playing sold-out tours with Black Sabbath, playing arena shows, but never had an album out. It was all different singles. So their debut album, Hear Me Out, came out, today,
nice.
You guys. Today. So this is Rainwolf with Black and Red.
I let you in, you broke the skin, something came alive. Yeah. Hey, it's a long way down.
Yeah, that's great. I can understand how you forgot them.
I'm an idiot. And I'm telling you, if you were to pull up Are You Satisfied right now and listen to it once, you're adding it and you're going to listen to it constantly. And if you're not an idiot, you remember them.
Ah, that's
just
how it
saying.
Works.
Really good stuff. So if you want to go to @KevinandBean on any of our socials, just click on our link for That's My Jam. You're going to have so much new music every single week. And again, if you can't find one song from the whole crew of Kevin and Bean that you like, you just don't like
that's
good
on
things.
You.
It's on you. I mean, we can't help you out any more than we are. Some birthdays for you. Ron Howard, Mark Paul Gosselaar, Jensen Eccles, Justin Bieber, Lupita Nyong'o, Kesha. And we usually don't do this, A, because we don't take solicitations for birthdays,
right.
And B, because Bean hates children.
Right.
But I understand there's a little girl right now that's getting donuts for her class. She has a hot dad named Omar. And a gorgeous, very, let's be honest, one of the nicest moms ever. God bless you, Kazzy, for putting up with Omar. But happy birthday to 5-year-old Zoe.
Beat it, kid.
Nope. No, don't beat it, kid. Have a wonderful day, Zoe. And that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
First, the Kevin and Bean Afro line is on the air. Here are your calls on our voicemail at 323-520-AFRO.
Jensen was telling us how it was hard for him to eat hot Cheetos because of the residue that it left on his hands, and he couldn't take it. And he would wash his hands 3 or 4 times. It would still be there.
Insane.
So I was sitting here eating a bag of hot Cheetos, and then I realized now I'm going to have to cut my hand off because I'm never going to get this residue off. Thanks, Jensen.
That's a very reasonable conclusion to come to.
Hi, you turned into Nut Talk with your hosts, Bean Baxter and Jensen Karp. And our special guest today is a nut connoisseur, Allie McKay. So, Allie, why don't you start off by telling us what you love so much about these nuts?
A little NPR thing you had going there, right? I see.
I would listen to that guy's podcast.
I like it.
We talked about misheard lyrics.
So listening to today's podcast, misheard lyrics, I used to think that Bruno Mars, 24 Karat, was saying, I'm a dangerous man with salami in my pocket.
There's the clip. I'm a dangerous man with some money
in my pocket. Keep up. I love it.
That is funny. This one, I don't even understand how this person misunderstood this lyric this poorly.
Hey, party people, podcast listener here. As far as misheard lyrics, my brother used to think that Daft Punk Get Lucky used to say up all night for Mexican monkey instead of up all night to get lucky.
All night for Mexican monkey.
I mean, it's now a great code for some sort of drug, right? We're up all night to get lucky.
We're up all night to get lucky. It's not possible that they misunderstood it that much.
Maybe on some drugs.
I mean, it's her story.
I mean, that's true. It is her story. That's hard for me to disagree with.
Hey, diarrhea is hereditary. It runs in your genes.
Wow, applause for
really?
Me. Wow. Interesting. Here's a guy who's fascinated by the level of excitement in Bean.
You know, I just wanted to send this out to anybody who doesn't listen to the podcast. Do yourself a favor. You know, download the most recent podcast and listen to the joy, the glee in Bean's voice when they're going through that death segment, that segment where they're trying to decide, oh, what are you going to do with your remains? I mean, the rest of the show, he's just kind of there and just like, all right, well, let's keep the show going. But, man, he was like a little girl during that segment. He's like, hey, what are we going to do with your body? Like, I was like, almost a little creepy, Bean. I mean, look, I get it. I get, Bean, that you enjoy death, but you got to turn it and tone it down just a bit, man.
Tone it down just a bit indeed, man.
First of all, Bean loves death. But second of all, thanks to that listener and all the others who download the podcast, because you do.
Agreed.
If you only listen in your time that you're getting up in the morning and heading to work or school, you do miss a lot of stuff. So a good reminder is radio.com, krock.com, iTunes, wherever you want to get a podcast. And that way you won't miss any of the good stuff.
Bean, I'm going to let you have your response after this call.
Hey, Bean, this is for all the times you said Valentine's Day. Daylight savings, daylight savings, daylight savings. Hey, it starts in the fall, right? Daylight savings, asshole.
Okay, first of all, it's daylight saving, not savings, and I think you know that. Second of all, we only do Valentine's Day because it cracks us up, because it's funny that there are people who really do say Valentine's Day, so we're mocking them. We know it's Valentine's Day.
He lied.
How dare you?
I agree with Bean. Nuts are what make it a special treat.
Wow. And at the end.
Right?
Very nice.
Pretty strong one, too.
Yeah. Guess what, guys? I got asked out on a date.
Great.
This is really exciting. Although, just found out his name is Kevin. That means I have to say no, right?
How dare you?
I mean, give him a chance.
Right.
No.
Don't. Okay,
does anyone
no.
know any good Kevins? Come on.
Not off the top of my head.
To this day, I don't want to hear any story out of Kevin unless it involves neighbors and a sickle.
Those were good times.
Those were good times.
Thank you, ass white man. Outside my window. Thank you, white ass man.
By the way, she changed it to stinky white ass man.
Well, that's good. Maybe
I believe that's
you are
better,
one.
Right? I don't know exactly, but that is very different.
Thank you, ass white man. Outside my window. Thank you, white ass man. Behind the tree. I wish that Kevin could see that using washcloth is good for him. And there's stinky ass white man outside my window pane.
You got the theme song you deserve.
I don't believe I do.
Hey, guys. Podcast listener here. So I was listening to last Friday's episode where you're talking about canceling John Wayne's airport because, you know, he didn't respect people's skin color and all that. I want to make a vote to cancel Kevin from the Kevin and Bean Show. I remember a time when he was talking about blue men and their skin being red.
Come on!
Hit it, Steve.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
we've got to get to the bottom of what in the hell is going on with this Blue Man Group. These guys, they paint their faces red.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Very disrespectful to actual Blue Man.
I mean, the short amount of time between me saying blue and red is scary.
Yeah.
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kevin, what were you doing when you were 4 years old?
Throwing rocks at my neighbor, Robert Joyner.
Chloe Grace Moretz was already on TV at
yeah.
four. And then at five was starring in the Amityville Horror. Since then, she's going on to Kick-Ass and Hugo and Let Me In and so many other great movies, including one in theaters this weekend that is called Greta that looks fantastic. We are delighted to welcome Chloe to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Chloe, how you doing?
Hi, guys. I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
We're good.
We're fine. You've been going around the world talking about this movie. Are you dead tired of it now?
I'm definitely not dead tired of the movie, but I think my voice is getting tired, most definitely. I remember yesterday I had a moment in an interview where it started to just kind of teeter out and just kind of cut off. So, yeah.
So that may happen and we may lose you?
That's right. This could be the last interview Chloe ever does.
Really, yeah, exactly.
I really enjoyed making the movie.
Chloe,
no,
we have...
I can be like, ew.
We have so much stuff we want to talk about because you're such an interesting person with such a fascinating and long career. But I want to start by asking something you told our good friend Jimmy Kimmel the other night when you were on his show, when you were talking about how you're an Oscar voter for the first time. And I wanted to know, because you got to go to the Vanity Fair party this year, too. I want to know, what's the protocol for celebrities? Are you allowed to fangirl out when you're in a room like that with your acting idols? Like, do you go up to people and ask for pictures, or how's it work? Or do you have to play it super cool because you're an actress too?
Imagine it's just me like putting my iPhone in their faces, trying to take selfies all
just
night.
Just following them around all night, trying to pick your spot.
Yeah. I'm the celebrity leak, the mole inside the operation. I think it's definitely kosher to be, you know, to take a photo with someone if you feel like it, but I don't know. It's funny for me being inside that room because I have been doing this for so long. There are so many really, you know, I think prolific actors that I know personally in a way. So it's for me almost a strange realization that I do know all these people because they played my mom or dad at kind of some circumstance in my life and in some movie. So it's kind of a funny thing to be reminded of.
Yeah. I hope you didn't bring that up, though. Hey, you played my dad. You played my mom. You could have been my grandparent.
Be like, so I'm 22 now. I remember that time when I was 5?
I just imagine no matter how famous you are, I bet even Tom Hanks gets starstruck if he's in a room and he looks around and there's Elton John, you know, or there's, you know, whoever the person is, Meryl Streep, Emma Thompson, whoever it is. It's just hard not to, especially when they're in your craft, your occupation. You're such a big fan of them. I would imagine it would just be a it would be tough to play it cool, I guess.
Yeah, it's a funny kind of thing to be surrounded by all those people in one tiny little space. It was funny. I was actually beside another actress who's around my age, and she looks at my brother and I, and she goes, "It's like real life Instagram. It's like I look left and right, and I'm scrolling down the feed." And I was like, "Yeah, it is kind of like that, I guess."
Do you have the feeling that you belong there when you're in that group?
No. I mean, definitely not. It's one of those moments, I think, that's what I was saying earlier, is that there's a surreal reality to the situation where you realize who everyone is and what we're all doing, and also how silly it all is that we're all at this one event, all dressed up because we're celebrating the same kind of thing, which is our own tiny little microcosm of a world.
Right.
And it's just a little, like, it's just a little mind-boggling, and I'm also mainly there because I'm most excited about the In-N-Out Burger, because they have, like, special In-N-Out Burgers there.
That's a good reason.
That I think are the most delicious and the prettiest looking In-N-Out Burgers I've ever had.
Wow. I didn't know about that. All right, I want to ask you one more Oscar-related question, then we're going to move on and talk about your new film that looks so awesome called Greta, and that is, when you are an Oscar voter, as you were this year, do you get lobbied? Do people who are nominated campaign to you and other voters to say, hey, Chloe, you remember me? I played your dad in that movie. How about a vote?
I get some, like, random phone calls or some knocks on my doors that I have to vote for them or else. I did not this year, but, you know, this is my first year, so I feel like potentially in the future this could be happening. But, you know, it's such a it's kind of a large group of people voting for each different category. So,
sure, gotcha.
You know, I think most of the time you can go to, like, the Academy luncheons and stuff, and the people that are wanting to be nominated or voted on, they do try and petition you at the luncheons. It's kind of like the whole point of these luncheons. So, yeah. If I wanted to, I could go mingle.
Sure, yeah. This is the voice of actress Chloe Grace Moretz. We're talking about her new film, Greta, in theaters everywhere this weekend, directed by Oscar winner Neil Jordan, by the way. A name that may not be familiar to a lot of American viewers, but is world famous, is Isabelle Huppert. And you got a chance to work toe-to-toe with her in this movie. People have seen the trailer by now. She plays the creepy woman who, I guess, kind of collects friends, sort of. I think that's fair to say.
Collects kidnaps?
Amazing, amazing experience going head-to-head with someone like Isabelle.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to say the least, she's someone who, you know, as you said, is internationally, you know, an icon. She, in particularly, you know, in France, is a French cinematic icon. So to be able to kind of even just be in her presence and be able to call her a friend was kind of exciting for me and one of those fangirl moments. But to definitely go head-to-head in such a serious, wild, raucous thriller was really fun. I mean, we got to take on some really crazy scenes every day that usually you don't get to play out. So,
now, yeah. I had read somewhere that you are actually, in real life, you're claustrophobic, and there are some scenes where you're in really confined spaces. So you're legit terrified. You're not just acting.
Oh, yeah. No, that was 100% not acting. I would love to say that in these moments in the story when I get put into this very confining space that I overcame my fear, but nothing short of had a complete panic attack.
Oh, no.
But, it was an interesting thing to have to do that and depict it on screen when I was just trying to control my own, I think, you know, anxiety from overcoming me.
Oh, everybody was like, wow, you really nailed
it.
That was great.
Yeah, like, oh, my gosh, I can feel the fear. I'm, like, actually sobbing after the day cut.
Oh, no.
Well, Chloe, you have been doing a bunch of interviews, as we mentioned when you came on, and the takeaway in most of those interviews, and I want to make sure I have this straight going forward, is never do anything nice for anybody ever, because you never know when it's a spider trap, right?
Oh, yeah. No, the entire idea for this story is no longer be a good Samaritan. Don't help old ladies across the street.
Okay.
Shut the door in people's faces.
I like it.
Take the wallet. Don't get the wallet back. So it's really, you know, a get out of jail free card over here.
See, this is good advice for the kids. I'm so glad you laid it out for us. Chloe Grace Moretz is the actress. The movie is called Greta. It looks fantastic, you guys. Please go see it. It's in theaters everywhere right now. Thanks so much for joining us on the Kevin DeBede Show.
Thank you, guys. Happy my voice didn't give out.
Me too. Thank you.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock, KROQ.
Where does it say in the rules that we have to play Texter 100?
agree.
I mean, can't we overrule?
That's how it's set up. If you text to 100, we give you the opportunity to pick any song you want.
But we can overrule, right?
Nobody needs to know. We can keep it between us.
Right. Just say that person was caller 99.
Right.
And then we'll go on and play a good song.
That's what I'm saying.
Isn't there enough voter fraud going on in this country that us contributing to it?
I would like more.
Just I would like a little more today.
In this particular instance, I would like to overrule. I would like to say caller 99 was so close, but Owl City is not what we're going to play.
Let's find out what happens. It's time for Keep It 100.
I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
Oh, poor caller 99.
Oh, bummer. Yeah, sorry, Kimberly.
Caller 99, by the way, was Dan in West Hills, who was looking for the rentals doing Friends of P.
Yeah, let's No, you misread that. That's number 100.
No, I'm looking
that
at
was
it right
texture
now.
100.
That's 100. Yeah, yay, the rentals. Hit it, Steve.
And texture 101 is Ryan from Long Beach. Great classic Smashing Pumpkins song, Drown, is what he was looking for, which is an all-time K-Rock classic. But only one person could be texture 100.
Texture 98, which is a real shame.
Number
because
100
this
is Kimberly.
Why is she not answering her phone?
Because she's embarrassed by her pick, and it was a joke, and she doesn't want to talk about it.
Is it a joke?
It's got to be, right?
If it's a joke, it gets disqualified.
It's first of all, Kimberly from Van Nuys is a fellow hoot, as I am. That's what you call people who are Owl City heads.
That's not a thing.
That's not a thing. We're hoots. Look, Kimberly, unfortunately, maybe is in a meeting. She probably has a very high-profile, high-paying job.
Oh, my God, no. Dave just wrote she's texted 38 times for the song. Or is she just committed to the
to
joke?
To being funny.
Okay, she's committed.
Of course. And when it's a joke, we throw it out.
Guys, you say it's a joke, but I'm telling you, you're about to hit that button.
It's a joke.
It is
going to
fill you with joy.
It's not.
No way.
It isn't.
I'm telling you.
Hey, Dean, we've heard the song.
I'm telling you, though, but you haven't heard it in a while, and you're going to be amazed at how great it still
is. I'm not hitting it.
Kimberly,
I'm not
from
doing
Van Nuys,
it.
I'm with you.
It's not happening.
Here's your Keep It 100 song, Owl City Fireflies. Hit it, Steve.
Steve hates it, too. Steve is throwing up his arms in protest.
Take it away, Steve. Smash that Owl City button, Steve. There it is.
I like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep. Because my dreams are bursting at the seams.
There's no way I could hate that song more.
Oh,
there's no
so
way
good.
To hate that song more.
Sounded so good,
Jensen
Kimberly.
Just texted, never been happier to be on vacation.
Yeah.
Because we just played Owl City for Keep It 100.
For Kimberly and Van Nuys, and she is awesome, and that was a great choice. And Kevin, you would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I
go
fell asleep.
Straight to hell.
That sounded so
that
good.
That was horrible.
Hey, Allie.
I don't care.
I got two questions.
I'm with
for
Allie.
You. What chart position was Fireflies by Owl City? Number one. Number one, that's your number one question. But I'm asking you, what chart position was that song?
She's not answering. You know why? Because that song blows.
Correct. It was a Billboard number one song. Yes. The biggest song in the land.
Thanks for calling.
Back in what year?
I don't care.
She doesn't care, Bean.
2008, 2009. Who cares?
2009. Look, you need to be a hoot like Kimberly.
No one is a hoot. No. Stop being hoot. Stop it's saying it.
Keep it
100. I hate this contest or whatever we're doing.
Keep it 100.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. LA and OC's alternative rock. KROQ.
Hey, let's hear Jensen's wrap up, shall we?
It's a shame there's no way to recap things that happened during the week.
Yeah, people miss a ton of stuff. Right.
It is weird that we do so many things and then no one knows what happens at the end.
I know, I barely listen.
It'd be weird if
but you heard everything that we speak, so I'm happy to wrap up all the bits from the week and shower. What's up? And Omar sang songs, which even made a winner say,
what's going on?
And a preteen plays a ukulele and rocks while Bean's barely even taking his out of the box. And retiring at a Holiday Inn makes sense. Maybe we'll convince Chloe Grace Moretz, because we talked to her Friday on the telephone. And Mark Hoppus told us that the lyric was cologne, and a woman hasn't cleaned a thing in her whole home. And even when you get a shirt or credit cards alone, and the Oscars were real mediocre though, but it was worse for Kevin who watched the whole show. Lady Gaga's orange allergies kill fast. If you missed that shit, download the podcast.
We did a lot of nonsense.
Yeah, we did a lot of nonsense. It was a weird week, but you can catch it all on the Kevin and Bean podcast wherever you get yours, on Spotify or on iTunes, radio.com, krock.com, and more. We continue to try to do the best we can and fail every week. Ali is here with our final look at what's happening and a quite lovely special guest sitting in with you.
Yes, Kat Corbett every Friday. She's going to tell us some great things to do in and about Los Angeles.
I don't know, you guys. No? I like got in my car and turned on and Owl City was on and I was like, WTF.
Right,
yeah,
same.
Almost called it a day.
Sounded great, right?
I'm still angry.
Same.
Yeah.
We fought it.
Wait, Kat, aren't you? You're not a hoot?
No one's a hoot, Bean. You gotta stop this.
I would have rather heard Flobots, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, then text in next week, why don't you?
Jerks.
I've got to say, a guy named John Henry tweeted me, and he said, every time the Firefly song is played, a unicorn dies in a forest fire.
That's true.
Which I didn't know it was that bad.
Oh, that's true.
Science. So congratulations, Bean.
That does stop make
it. And Kimberly from Van Nuys.
Does make me sad. I didn't realize that was a true fact.
Stop it.
We need to find Kimberly. Seriously. She caused
this. The feature is now called Texter Near 100.
Right?
Anywhere around
I like
100.
It. I like it. All right, you guys. Four Marvel superheroes are set to get their own cereals.
With breakfast cereals?
S. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So Thor, Black Panther, Jessica Jones, and Black Widow will be the stars of four new original stories. It's a partnership between Marvel and Cereal Box. And Cereal Box, like the name suggests, is cereals, which are the long-form stories that play out in 10 to 16-week installments. They're going to run about the same time as an average commute. So kicking off this summer will be a Thor series. All right. And digital books.
All right.
I dig it.
Nice.
Nice.
Wait, hold on. I want to make sure I understand when you're saying cereals. So these are Marvel podcasts.
Yeah. Yes, essentially.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, that sounds cool.
Yeah, but
I got to be honest, I thought she said cereal like breakfast cereal.
Yeah, but that's why I said with an S.
Yes.
So when you know what a cereal is, you don't know what a cereal is.
I didn't at the time.
Okay. All right. Just long form stories. They play out like a TV show.
I'm going to shut
but
my
it's
mouth.
Okay. All right. let's talk about sleep, you guys.
Okay.
We work very early hours.
Right.
We don't get a ton of sleep.
Right.
So do you then try and make up for it on the weekend? Sleep extra?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I try.
I think, Bean, you probably stay to kind of the same schedule, right?
I do. I get up between 6 and 6:15, 7 days a week.
Yeah, okay. But Bean starts at 7:30.
Right.
So that's not fair.
But even when you're on Seattle time, aren't you still waking up early as well?
Well, sure. I wake up at that time and then I try to go back to
sleep. Yeah, so you're able to just go, no, I can make up for some lost sleep.
It's
Let's
so
sleep
sweet.
More.
It's like, oh,
absolutely.
I can stay in bed.
We're doing the wrong thing, Kevin.
Right.
University of Colorado researchers found that people who lack sleep during the week and then slept in on weekends were unhealthier and more likely to overeat compared to people who consistently got enough sleep.
What does that have to do with eating?
Because you're just sleepy and groggy and you're eating.
Huh.
Here's the thing. Kevin's metabolism is like mine at the age of 8. And it's amazing. And he's a luckout, is
I
all
really
I'm
am.
Saying. This applies to me. It does not really apply to you because you're doing all right. But yeah, it's like when there's debt from yesterday, you don't just deposit more debt today to make up for yesterday, you know?
You don't?
No.
All right.
I work in the government.
I don't need sleep. Why sleep?
That's well,
I
need sleep and I'd like more. So Kristen Bell has had to respond after being accused of exploiting a toddler in a new commercial for Hello Bello. That's a line of sustainably harvested pulp diapers. It's not a sentence I ever thought I'd say. But in the commercial, which is really funny, she points over to a little toddler and she says, this is Jordan. Jordan, S's her pants, but she actually says
that's
the word.
Awesome.
It's amazing. So somebody called her out saying, oh, your kids deserve privacy, but you don't mind exploiting other people's children for monetary gain. And she was like, do you understand why I want my kids to have their privacy?
Yeah.
So she wrote back and said, two very different scenarios. She said, if Dax and I expose our kids' faces, that's a real threat of them getting stalked or a stranger coming up to them knowing their name. It's a safety thing. I don't fault other parents for showing their kids when they don't have the same safety concerns. And by the way, Jordan isn't that kid's real name, FYI. It's a kid that's acting in a commercial.
Whose parents are for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Are people extra crazy?
I hate everyone. That's just...
Yeah.
That's,
I mean, I feel like people are extra crazy.
I think you're right.
It's not.
Stop being offended.
Oh, that guy just said whatever to us.
Ugh.
Hey, Kat.
Hi.
Anything fun happening that we can go to and there won't be awful crazy people there?
Oh, my
goodness.
And there won't
goodness.
Be any Owl City?
Yeah. Yes.
Is there an Owl City free zone?
This is an Owl City free zone.
All right, good.
Tonight, First Fridays kicks off at the Natural History Museum. If you have not been to one of these, you're missing out because it's so much fun. It's like a great date night or it's a great friend hang. You are at the Natural History Museum with bands playing, DJs spinning, and then you're surrounded by like... T-Rexes and
they come to life
and woolly mammoths
they
and
could.
Saber-tooth.
They come
you're
to like life. That close to a woolly mammoth at any point he could.
Depends on what you've ingested.
Yeah.
Yes, that will totally do it. I also tell you that the gift shop at the Natural History Museum is one of my favorites. You can get like a T-Rex toothbrush or like
I dig.
Sunglasses with like bug eyes on them.
Okay. Like, all right.
I just love that part.
I kind of dig
seriously.
It.
Seriously.
It's really, really fun. And you can take the train there and get off at Exposition. So it's easy.
And shroom it up.
Yeah. With the dinosaurs.
Right.
It's a theme. It's like disasters, floods, elements.
I love it.
Fires, stuff
dig
like
it.
That. So you're going to see a lot of that stuff.
I'm glad Kevin said shroom it up because earlier on the show, we heard pube it up. So
yeah, that was very different.
They're different. Yeah. Okay, good.
You got to get the podcast, Kat.
Yeah. Slept late
you
on
really
that
do.
One. I'll just,
no,
lucky you missed that
some
one.
Some dreams come true.
Right, all right.
Jesus. All right, and this is just 90s spectacular. Tonight, the 20th anniversary of 10 Things I Hate About You is being celebrated.
Nice.
Yes. It's at the Wisdom LA. It's a new multimedia art park in downtown LA. Mm-hmm. I was looking at a picture. It kind of looks like these weird domes all through downtown.
Okay.
Very strange.
So there's a Q&A with cast members, which includes Bianca, the bitchy sister.
Of course.
Remember? She wanted to go to the prom.
Rodney, I don't think she's dead.
Yeah, she's not dead. No. Then there's Joey Donner, who was the, who was the good-looking boyfriend who was in the commercials, and she punched him in the nose.
Okay.
Obviously.
Now he started a cult.
That's right.
The full circle.
Yes.
It's a cult. Come on, right?
Oh,
it is,
I've
right?
read all the stories.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. So they have these cast members, Q&A, a screening of the movie, and then an acoustic performance with Letters to Cleo, who, did like the rooftop performance at the end, and it's all kinds of amazing. So, if you're a 10 Things I Hate About You fan, that's where you should be tonight.
If you're legal.
That's a good point. Thank you.
Glad you're concerned about that.
Good Lord.
Ooh, by the way, Letters to Cleo. Yeah. Aurora Borealis, to this day, one of my favorite albums.
I will let Kay know that.
Thank you.
That's rock and roll. What can I say?
Right.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys, some birthdays. Kesha, Lupita Nyong'o, Justin Bieber, Jensen Ackles, Ron Howard, and Mark Paul Gosselaar. That's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with Stryker and Klein's commercial free-for-all during your drive home this afternoon on K-Rock. Have a great weekend.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
It's wine time, mommy.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Kevin, look at me. You're fired. Okay? You're fired. Get out. I've never liked you. You're a whiny little bitch.
All right, Tip, we could be rapping about this all day, man. Why don't we just cut the beat off and let the people talk?
Come on now. We can do more than one thing. And we have got to get back to normal. With that, this meeting is adjourned.
And what? What are you geeks looking at? The show's over.
Bong, bong.
What's going on?
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.